From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Ireland, there is a renewed debate over the power the Catholic Church wields in Irish society, especially in education. That debate arose after an explosive report by an independent body called the Ryan Commission. It found a shocking level of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse of children in schools and orphanages run by Catholic religious orders. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Dublin on what's happened since the report came out last month.
Not long after the Ryan report was released, Irish broadcaster RTE held a televised question and answer session. Audience members put questions to assorted politicians. One of the audience, a 72-year-old former local politician and mayor called Michael O'Brien, asked a question, received an answer, and was then asked what he himself thought. With his wife sitting beside him, O'Brien stood up, and the floodgates opened about how he and his seven siblings were taken into care in the 1940s.
8 of us from the one family, put into 2 cars, brought to the court in Clonmel, left standing there without food or anything. And the fellow in the long black frock and the white collar came along and he put us into a van. 2 nights later, I was raped. That woman will tell you how many times I jump out of the bed at night with the sweat pumping out of me, because I see these fellas at the end of the bed with their fingers doing that to me and pulling me into the room to rape me.
And O'Brien was not finished there. He went on to catalogue the ensuing attempt by the Catholic religious orders to cover up the abuse and the aggressive cross-examination he received from lawyers representing the religious orders.
And he had 7 barristers there questioning me and telling them I was telling lies when I told them that I got raped of a Saturday, got a merciful beating after it, and then he came along the following morning and put Holy Communion in my mouth.
O'Brien's impassioned outburst has echoed through every corner of the country, like a primal scream from the soul of wounded Catholic Ireland. It's estimated that 150,000 children in all pass through the schools and orphanages run by the Christian Brothers, the Sisters of Mercy, and 16 other Catholic orders. Most were from poor families, some the children of unwed mothers, some teenage mothers themselves. Marianne O'Connor is Director General of the organisation CORI, the Conference of Religious in Ireland, which represents the religious orders.
The focus has to be now on those who suffered. And we, in humility, have to look at how best they can be helped. Whatever can be done to help the Michael O'Briens who have suffered in these institutions. And indeed, I'm not excusing, but there is a wider picture here with regard to the whole of society. We all got it wrong.
Critics called that blame-shifting and semi-apology, and years of stonewalling from the church has created public fury at the religious orders. But the whole affair has also made Ireland ask deeper questions about itself, its identity, and the link between the state and the church, which still runs 98% of all elementary schools in Ireland. That kind of control is now being challenged.
And we open our ears to all points of view.
These 7-year-olds in the town of Swords, just north of Dublin, are not singing hymns or being taught Catholic doctrine like most other pupils in Ireland. This is the Swords Educate Together School. Educate Together is a parent-led network of non-denominational, multi-faith, multicultural schools around Ireland.
Some people in our class might go to a mosque, and some people might go to a church, and some people might go to a synagogue.
Teaching and the classrooms here reflect Ireland's new international feel, and all religions are treated equally. There's a huge emphasis on the rights of the children and on transparency. Places at Educate Together schools are in great demand now. Parent Joan Fitzgerald says she and her husband, both educated in strict Catholic schools, knew this was the right place for their son the moment they walked in. But she says it's still difficult for her son when he mixes with boys from Catholic schools at home.
He didn't make Holy Communion. We don't practice anymore. He didn't make Holy Communion. And there was children saying that he was going to be damned to hell because he didn't make his Holy Communion. I thought that was all gone. I really did think that was all gone, but it wasn't. And he said to me, I didn't make my Holy Communion. I'm going to die. I'm going to go to hell. I said, we don't even talk about hell. We don't be a good person. Be kind to the next person. Once you're a good person and do your best, That's all you can. You don't need to do all these things.
The Sword School is one of 56 Educate Together schools around the country against more than 3,000 schools still run by the Catholic Church. But there are still no Educate Together high schools, meaning Joan Fitzgerald may well have to send her son to a Catholic high school. But she says she will take it to the Supreme Court or wherever necessary to maintain the right of her son not to be confirmed and take communion in order to get into the school of his choice.
I won't. No, I definitely won't. I won't buckle. I just couldn't now. After doing all this, I'm not going to turn around to him and say, now you must go to church, because you have to. We live in Ireland. You have to.
As more and more people in Ireland make similar decisions, the country is undoubtedly changing. But, says Michael Kelly, deputy editor of the Irish Catholic newspaper, who's been extremely critical of the church on the issue of abuse, the reality is it's a slow change. He says 47% of people in Ireland still do go to Mass on a Sunday.
Well, the history of abuse is there, while all that is there. There are lots of people who didn't suffer, and lots of people who had a very good time in you know, church schools and things like that. So I don't think you're going to see a blanket rejection, but I think if anything, my hope, my desire would be that Irish Catholics can develop a critical faculty, that they can develop the ability to critique the church, the ability to think about their faith, the ability to approach things with a little bit of reason, and the ability to question church authorities.
If the 20-something generation in Dublin are anything to go by, that has already happened. Sitting in a pub near their alma mater, Trinity College, Dara Hickey and Mark Grennan, both in their early 20s, both brought up in Catholic schools, say the Catholic Church has already lost many in the younger generation.
The revelations were the straw that broke the camel's back. Looking at the Catholic Church as a whole, I just don't see its relevance to anyone of my age, and I don't see the relevance to the vast majority of people living in Ireland today.
It's had a profound effect on people, and I know talking to my friends, they say things like that they're never going to Mass again.
And the Ryan report is not the end of it for the Catholic Church in Ireland. Within a few weeks, another report will be published, an investigation into child abuse by priests within the Diocese of Dublin that many here say will be even more shocking than the Ryan report. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.